This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One of the most powerful men in the insurance industry has been forced to resign. Jeffrey Greenberg, the chairman and CEO of Marsh & McLennan, steps down 12 days after his company was accused in an industry bid-rigging scandal. The allegations surfaced in an investigation by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. Jeffrey Greenberg will be replaced by a former prosecutor, Michael Cherkasky. That change was approved today by the company's board. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now. Jim, Jeffrey Greenberg was not formally accused of any crime, so why did he resign?
Well, he basically had no choice. When New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said he was filing a civil suit against Marsh earlier this month, he said he wouldn't negotiate with any of the company's current management. You have to remember there is this history of bad blood between Spitzer and Marsh & McLennan. Marsh owns Putnam Investments, which was implicated in the mutual fund scandal. It also owns Mercer Consulting, which was involved in the controversy over the pay given to New York Stock Exchange Chairman Richard Grasso. Now, this third scandal has come up, and Spitzer basically said to the board, you have to think about getting rid of these managers before I even talk to you. The board is facing a major scandal here. Their stock price has tanked. So they, you know, did what Spitzer wanted.
Jeffrey Greenberg has quite a pedigree in the insurance industry. His father and brother both had insurance firms. Did this play into the scandal?
Well, Marsh is accused of cheating its customers by steering their business to favored insurance companies and then cooking up fake bids to make it look like they chopped around for business when they hadn't. Two of the companies that have been implicated are AIG, which is headed by Greenberg's father, Hank, and ACE, which is headed by his brother, Evan. The Greenbergs have denied they ever colluded in any way or even talked about business. It's safe to say that this is one of the issues that Spitzer's office is looking into.
Well, as we've said, Michael Cherkasky is going to replace Jeffrey Greenberg. What can you tell us about Mr. Cherkasky?
Well, Michael Cherkasky is actually a very well-known figure here in New York. He headed the investigations unit for the Manhattan DA's office. He was involved in a lot of major investigations, the first World Trade Center bombing, prosecution of John Gotti. In 1995, he went to Kroll, the big corporate security firm, which was bought by Marsh & McLennan. He has no insurance experience, but he has one major qualification. Elliot Spitzer worked for him back in the DA's office, and they're said to have a pretty good relationship.
Where does the company go from here? Will a new management team be enough to put this scandal behind the company?
You know, it's unlikely. This is really a major scandal for Marsh & McLennan and for the insurance industry. If you look at the way Elliot Spitzer has handled these cases before, he keeps after the companies until they've agreed to reform the way they've operated. So Marsh is going to have to satisfy Spitzer that it's done that. The company has already said it will not accept any more contingent commission fees, which are at the heart of this scandal. And it says it's going to announce some more reforms tomorrow. But you see, you know, beyond all that, it's kind of tough to say how far this is going to go because we don't know how big the scandal is going to be. There were reports today Spitzer's office is stepping up its investigation of Aon, which is the other big insurance broker. St. Paul Travelers said today it's been subpoenaed by Spitzer's office. So this isn't over yet.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli.